I got very much interested in nursing homes, looking at the plans and reading Abbey Field reports and so on. And it was put up, the nursing home, as soon as I moved in here. And I took quite an interest in that, obviously. And about that time, I also got the opportunity to become involved with the institution's benevolent fund, which has its own nursing home, which was being built the same time as ours, as we call it. It is named after my parents, actually, the nursing home here. And so I was able to sort of compare the two. And then I got the opportunity to go on to be the London Centre Representative Benevolent Fund and also Chairman of the Case Committee. So I spend quite a lot of time now looking at cases of members in need. These are not only the elderly, but also people who hit hard time, people with disabled children, that sort of thing. And I find this intensely interesting, and it makes you realise how fortunate you are, which is very good for one's soul. So that is my main connection now with the institution, through the Benevolent Fund, which I'm glad to say does a tremendous amount of good work. It's surprising, particularly with the recession, you know, how many people need help. Also, it's surprising, well, it doesn't surprise me, because I was in private industry, so I soon found out how poor their pension schemes were compared with civil service or post office pensions, or indeed the IE pension. I mean, one of the benefits I hadn't appreciated was that when I went to work for the IE, I moved into a decent pension scheme, which was based on N60ths, you know, N being the number of years you'd worked. Mm-hmm. My 20 years in industry, I eventually traded in for 3 years at the institution. It brought me in 1/20th of my pension, which says something for how appalling the schemes were. I mean, now there's been legislation, they've had to become rather better. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people sort of my generation who are engineers who are really on very poor pensions because of those pension schemes in private industry.